Tita. Shin Chaf. Dine Schita B'Shabbos. So the Hakdama that has to be given is that there's two types of Schita. And when I say types, which means they come from two different Malachas. There's one Schita which is Shaykh to Dosh. Comes from Mepharik, which is a tilde of Dosh. And the other Schita has to do with Libun. That when you recycled something from a Beged, it could be Malabing, cleaning the Beged. So this is a Gevaldig Hakdama, but it's not really mine. It's actually a Mishtabura a little bit later. It's not in the beginning of Shin Chaf, but it's actually in Sif Yud Ches Divrei HaMaschil Yesh Mishamatir. Bir Ha'inyim Biktzara Ki Yadua Das Rabbeinu Tam B'Siyatoi Yesh Shnei in Yonei Schita.
It's
in the Bir Halacha. Yesh Mishamatir. Yesh Mishamatir. Bir Ha'inyim Biktzara Ki Yadua Das Rabbeinu Tam B'Siyatoi Yesh Shnei in Yonei Schita. Does he mean that there's two Isurim? Or maybe they're different. I think the Bir Halacha is trying to say that they're different b'yisoid, in yonei schita, which means even in the Shem schita, they're different. Hainu, schita mimayim, when you take out water from something, yisurim mishum libav. V'loim mishum dash. Why? Ki amayim halchem li'ibud. It can't be dash, because by dash, it's to fix the food, what's coming out. The dash is what's coming out, and that has to be lakil. Masha'en kain. By libun fakert. The libun is the beged, is the thing that you're pulling the water from. So even if the mayim's halchem liibud, you're still chayiv. That's this bi'alach. The yeshki, right? V'loy mishum dash ki hamayim halchem liibud. V'loy dami l'dash. Because by dash, you're pulling something out from its original's form, but that's fixing. That because you want that thing that you're taking out. That's dash. Ubishar mashkin hu ahepich mishum libun. Ein bum, the ein malabnin bum, right? Let's say if you took the juice out of a fruit, you're not being malabin the fruit, you're not washing it. Elisuru mishum dash, dumi the sechet, zeis vanav. Okay, so the shtei in yonei schita. Shin chaf, in the beginning, is dash. That's this first Mishtaburah. V'asoichtan chayiv mishum mefarik. Sif katan aleph. The hutalda the dash. So sif katan aleph is explaining that sif aleph is the schita of dash. Okay? This is just hagdam. It's called paperwork. Okay? So dinei schita b'shabbos. We're going to learn that there's two parts to schita, two inyanim to schita. As we learn, you'll see Yud Ches becomes Schita of Libun. But here in the beginning, it's Schita of Dash. And Vaseich den Chaim Mishum Mepharik, the Hutalda the Dash. Okay. Yud Ches. Okay. Now, if you take a look, the case. Zeisim Anavim. Zeisim Anavim Asr L'Sachta. Yenal Du Schita for Zeisim Anavim. This is a Mishnah and a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel. See the Baragayla Tzechen Su, the Gemara already. So that's Zeis Vanavim. What about all other fruits and vegetables? So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about another case, Tutim V'Ramayim. Tutim are berries, Ramayim is pomegranates. And that's not the same Allah as Zeis Vanavim. Because Zeis Vanavim is also L'Seichtan. Tutim V'Ramayim is a little different. What's different? It is also L'Seichtan. But yet, im oim dem lachila, then it's mutter. It depends what the purpose is. Meaning, if there's something which is oimid lachila, which we have to explain what that means. So who is it oimid lachila? By you, by the world. We'll still get to this in a few minutes. So the classic, basic case of schita is zeisim anavim asa l'sachta. The case of tutim v'remainim, we'll see, is up for a differentiation between if it's oimid lachila, if it's not oimid lachila, what's the nafkamina? Because zeisim remainim is deraisa. Zeisim vanovim is deraisa. Tutim remainim is only midrabanan. So when the chachamim asked it, they only asked it if it's oimid lachila, but if it's not oimid lachila, they didn't ask her. So zeisim va'anovim. That's what the Mishnah Bura means. Va'asaychdan. Huh? Oimid im oim dim lachila mutter. Im oim lamashkin aser. But if it's oim lachila smutter.
What, to be
seichel without chila? Aser l'seichdan. Im yatsam atzman. Im oim dim. Yeah, I'm saying, but there's chilukim, if it's, I'm saying, if it's yatsamat, right? I'm saying, all right, I didn't explain it 100%, that's what I meant, right? Oim dim lachila becomes mutter, because it's only drabon. Case one, zeisva novim is deraisa, tutim v'remoinim is drabonon. And that's what it means. Asa l'sachtan, that's pshat in the Mishabur v'asachtan chayiv. He's trying to say that the chilik between the first case and the second case is by the first case you're chayiv, while the second case you wouldn't be chayiv. It's asa, but you're not chayiv. I'm just doing paperwork, so to speak, in the Mishnah Berurah. That night, when you read it, you don't know exactly the whole sugya. So I'm giving you the sugya behind the words. Okay, so again, dinei schita b'shabbos, there's dash, and then there's libun. And now we're talking about dash. And that's vasayt
l'chaim,
mefarik. Mefarik is a told of dash.
Separating.
Mefarik, which means you're taking out something from its original.
So you're separating the juice.
From the fruit. So that's called dash, which is mefarik, which is a told of.
Separating the chaff from the.
Right. From its original. Libun is a different malacha. It has to do with melabin. So you're taking out water, which means you're cleaning. By taking out the water. Okay.
Why is that cleaning it?
When you wear it, you can't wear it when it's wet. So by
nothing to do with food.
How does that do with food?
Oh,
clothing. Yeah. Clothing. Is by clothing.
So I thought I was thinking how you got leave on by saying no.
The schita of towels and that is nothing.
If you squeeze a towel, right. Then it's not mefarik, it's leave.
If you don't mind, Rabbi, I'm sorry. It's been a long, long day. Quite a long day. Okay. I'm sorry, Yom. I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah.
My pleasure, Rav Sari.
I am sorry.
My pleasure, Rav Sari.
I know, but I'm still saying. Okay. This Rabbi Sai is the reading. Now let's get down to the Yisoid of the Sugya, because once we know the Yisoid, we can talk about the different types of juices, right? Because today, Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to have, thanks to Snapple, to have every type of juice you can think of. So we're going to have to discuss that. Alright? So first let's see what Zeisim HaNovim is. What's Zeisim HaNovim? Why is it different? So Rashi in Kuf Mem Gimel says, because other peiris is lav urche. It's not the normal thing to squeeze. Zeisim HaNovim is normal, because Zeisim is shemen, and HaNovim is yayin. So that's the classic case of schit. Okay? So it's urche. Hashenki tutim v'remainim is not urche. Okay. The Ran says a different yisayit. The Ran says that these things, zeisim anovim, is mashke. When you create, you're creating mashke. We know for tumah and tyra, there's a halach of mashke. So the zayin mashke is. What's mashke for tumah is zayin mashke is. Zeisim anovim is one of them. Tutim v'remainim is not. So therefore, the Zeisim Remainim is Mashka. So that becomes Deraisa. Tutim Remainim, he says, Lav Mashka, and therefore it doesn't make Schita Deraisa. We'll get discussed. Okay, we'll talk. We're just starting.
We're just giving an example, Dugma.
We'll soon see, Rabbi Yisai. Now, I don't remember which Rishayim, again, I learned the Sugis years ago, but I remember in the Sugis, that there's two ways how to learn this Ran. The Rishonim say either the Pshat is because these are Mashke, the Hainu Zeisim HaNovim, Mashenki Tutim Remainim, or the Pshat is the other ones, not that they're not Mashke, but they're Eichel. They're food. When you take food and you disintegrate, if you take a piece of chicken, you rub it all, you rub it down, it doesn't become a drink, right? It remains Eichel. So, the Ran L'Choyra could be read that it's not Mashke, the other things Tutim V'Remainim. Or the Ran could be read that it's Sherbet. What do they call it?
Sherbet.
I'm sorry if I don't have the Sherbet, right? It has an H in there? No, it's an O, right? It has an A. I thought Sherbet. It does not. That date not come. I never pierced fifth grade. I never pierced. When ich weiß, a Sherbet is mitana, and that's why I don't know how to say it because it's without an H, right? It's S O R. Sherbet. You know. You understand what I go through. What?
Sorbet.
It has to do with the French. The Yisoid of it comes from French. Sorbet. So that's it. See?
Kendall.
Yeah.
I'm a living example that you don't have to go to school and you still don't. You can be very studious, as they say. Okay. The kids are up, Yisoid. Sorbet. All right. I'll be Meichu this time. Now. So when we learned the Sugya, so we came out that there's actually two ways to learn. Either you learn the Ran Mashke, or you learn the Ran that Tutim Remainim is not Pshat, it's not Mashke. It's a Ketz Eichel. It's Eichel Ga. When you grind up a Tutim Remainim, it becomes a serpent. It's a Ganze. Okay. It's ground up. It's the same food. It's not Shtia. It's not a drink. So either the Pshat is Yas Tatam Mitum and Tairam.
Does the Mashke El Tutim and Tairam?
Yes, they do. They're ashamed.
The idea of dash is to take.
I'm giving you an example. When you grind something up, you understand that it's not going to turn to a drink. No matter how much you grind it up, it can remain the.
You get liquid out of it. See, with the olive and the mossy, you have left to air something.
Good, but the chiddush is certain things become mashke. So the way to learn the Ran is that these things don't become mashke. Oh, he's saying even a tifer of art. It's not pshat, it doesn't become mashke. It remains oichel.
The liquid is fine to some very minor, and the tamik and the cycle.
No, they're not. That's
the Zeyabam, or
Zeyabam,
whatever.
I'm being careful. I'm dancing around before the word Zeyabam, because I don't want to get to Zeyabam yet. Zeyabam is another sugya. We'll get to it. I'm first telling you, don't bring in the word Zeya. You know how I know this? Because the Chofetz Chaim looked like this. And how do I know? Because I learned the Mishnah Berurah well. And time learning the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah never said one word about Zeya. People still so the Achreinim, the Mephalpa with Zeya. We'll get to that a little bit later. Now, to show you that I'm just not Stam giving you a Pilpul Shir, because that would be for first Seder, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin, where he talks about Shar Kol HaPeiris Mutter L'Seichtan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum De'Aimdim La'Achila. It's meant to eat. Veleke de boilu lemashkin. And people don't use it for drink. To me, that rings of urche and not urche. If you know the background of the sugya, you'll notice that I did tremendous work for you here. What I did was I give you behind the scenes, behind the lines. You'll notice that every svar I just told you is actually behind the words of this Mishnah Berurah. Plus, one mishum da'inim lachila. Two, the leker de boilu lemashkin. So maybe it has to do with urche. Ein shem mashkal ayoytzem hem. That sounds very much like the Ran to me. The hafri kemafrit oichel mi oichel. And that sounds like the second pshat I told you in the Ran. So far, Givaldi. You see how to learn a Mishnah Berurah? There's a whole veld that I would just read this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, good. Sounds good. But you see how the Helik and Mishnah Berurah put them all together. So what I use it, I don't know. That's a good question. You see, that's where I come in. I'm going to come and clear. Do you need all of them? And I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to soon show you that it's actually crafting in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a mechanics that is going on over here that you have to put. In other words, even this needs to be read properly. When it's read properly, you'll see a whole new side. Not just the four shittas, but the four shittas, how they come together. That there's a fine line which connects the four shittas. So again, you have mishum da'aindim la'achila. That sounds like one svar to me. The lek de boilu lamashkin. That sounds like urchi the Rashi. Ein shem mashka la'yoytzem. Look at this, a bug. The ein shem mashkin sounds to me like the Ran. V'havik ma'afrit oichel mi'oichel sounds very much to me like the svar I told you how to learn up the second Mishan the Ran. I don't remember where. Today I wasn't even here. I can't even look up where. I have it somewhere in the back of my mind. I don't know, maybe Tysus Rid. I don't remember where it comes from. This, how to, the Ran, the different way of learning the Nisimgayan. I don't know. I can't remember where it comes from. But it's you see it in the Mishnah Berurah here. V'havik ma'afrit oichel mi'oichel. Okay. And like I said, later on we're going to tie it all together. I want to throw out a few more svaras. Before we do that, it's important to know all this, because when you want to start shtelling tzu, all the different types of juices, it's going to be very important to know the chilah between zeisim, rimoinim, and sharp peiros. Because, lamash, you want to say apple juice will be tumul nachreinim. How about strawberry juice? So that's tutim, right? But kiwi juice, face, or orange juice, grapefruit juice. There's pieces in the orange juice. It becomes thick, not thick. It's totally on this. I'll tell you, years ago when I learned this sugya, I was a little bit, maybe today it became bigger because there was more svarim and everything. I remember that it bothered me that there wasn't enough emphasis on this whole Mishnah Berurah. Remember, it bothered me very much. In other words, it was, yeah, derech, nish derech. Do people make schit on these things? They don't make schit on these things. I think it's very shallow to just go through the sugya that way. I think you have to see more in this, oim dem lachila, lekdem lemashkin, shemashka. By the way, I want to point out, there was a time that people drank grapefruit juice. Today, people stopped drinking it. I don't see it come out at all. And I don't see it so much, huh? Grapefruit juice? Come out, don't see it anymore. Huh?
Well,
the what?
The parents.
The parents, the kids don't drink it anymore. Because I think we have the snappers. Something's changed.
Not enough sugar in it.
Huh? Not enough sugar in it. Something's changed. No, that's what it is.
It's still better.
That's what it is. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I know what I'm talking about. I think about these things. It's weird things to think about. Because, yeah, lach l'maisa. I notice certain zachas have changed. I notice you won't even find so many grapefruits in the store. Go into the store and see if you find grapefruits so much. You don't find it, right?
I'm just looking along Kosher West's aisle. You don't see
it. You don't see grapefruit.
That's not a rival
fruit. They got a too.
Yeah, but there was a time where grapefruit was a
big size.
But
you see your apples and your oranges.
Tell me, listen, I looked at, I think about these things. Like I said, detail. By me, everything's detail. Okay.
Maybe if you had like a case of sugar.
Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter, I say, okay? I want to tell you a few more yesoidus. That it came out l'fi the sugya, I think it's important that you should know. That came out when I learned the sugya. There's a yesoid that since it's oimid l'mashkin, so by taking out the juice, I created what it was oimid for, and it's like a gemiras pri. Since it's oimid l'mashkin, remember, I had rayas for this. And again, you're not going to make me go through the rayas, and I don't remember them offhand exactly. But I remember when I learned the sugya that this is what I came out with. That there's a part of schita, which is that I created the gemar pri. Because since the pri is oimid lamashkim, so ke'ilu, it's like a bishul, like just like I'm a vashal, the gemar is by being a vashal. So by bringing out the juice, I'm yotza, I created a dover shalim and oichel by making the mitz. A yisoid. Okay. Another yisoid I'd like to tell you. Derech ha'olam could be, has to do with shinui. I'm not mistaken, it's a taisis rid. That I'm almost positive, a taisis rid. That if something is derech ha'olam, so then it's derech, so it's called darkai. And when something is not derech ha'olam to make juice from it, so then it becomes a shinui in the melechus chita.
A shinui that's also drabonim.
Okay, could be. Tutiv remainim, I didn't say it. It could be also drabonim. I didn't say it, but I'm saying it's shinui. The yisoid of zeisav anovim, since it's darkai. Yeah. And let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. Mishum de oimdim lachila. It's oimdim lachila.
On its own.
Huh? On its own. Mashain kain, if it's meant for the juice, so then the pshat is that I create it. Maybe it has to do with the yotzar. Those ki'ilu, it's not ready to be eaten this way. Right? The same yisoid that I told you that could be the reason why by zeisim the anovim is called tzchita, because that's the pshat I created, because it's not oimdim, right? It's not oimdim lachila. It's oimdim l'shtia. The svara of oimdim la'achila, and that's why it's mutter, Could be has to do with this vart. That memela, when I make the juice, I made it into an eichel. That's could be the what's the oimik of oimdim lachila. Okay, the lack of the boy lula mashkin could be shinugar. I'm telling you.
No, because if
I just said, yeah, yeah.
Drinking and achila is two different.
Exactly things. What we're saying. Exactly. The lack of the boy lula mashkin, so it could be it's shinu. I'm just saying that these are two more yesoidis that could be are standing on its own, or could be it's in the lumnus of the original yesoidis of the Rishayim. So again, we said a yesoid that by the juice, if it's oimed for juice, so by making the juice, I created and I made a gemar pri kilu by squeezing it, and that's dosh. Or the pshat is that if it's oimed lachila, and I went and I squeezed it, so they did a shinu.
That would be called butler daiten.
We're going to talk about butler daiten.
That's why
I'm getting to Bhakti. What I'm doing is I'm setting it up for you that you can learn the sugi yourself. Once we give you all this, you do what you want. I don't got paskin what you want. I don't really care. You know what I mean? I have a mahalach, but I'm just giving you the basics. Okay, so nachamo. Now there's a mi'iri. There's a mi'iri that says that zeisim and anavim, it's nivla b'toich the zayis. And betoiv da novim the juice, so it shayich dosh by squeezing it. Mashen kein lamashal shar kol aperis, it's not nivla, the juice is not in there.
Yeah, that's why
I'm not with brachas. Oh, we're gonna get to that. Has to do with zayah. We're gonna get to that. I'm leaving brachas out for a while for a reason. The best example, and I tested this once, when you have a cucumber, okay, and you make a pickle out of it. Is it juicier? I don't know. Huh? But that could be the cucumber lechatchila. I don't know if the mashkin.
Softens the inside.
Huh? It softens. Softens doesn't mean balua. The way the Mi'iri learns all the case of Shire Kala Peiris Mutter. Think of it like a cucumber. Because even if there's water, but doesn't mean that the water is nivla. You know a good example of nivla? An orange. The pieces. You see, like, you could... And it'll squirt.
You could squeeze those little...
You could squeeze those things.
Seeds, whatever they are.
You know what else? A remain. So I never really understood,
see,
according
the
to the...
Kid.
What? The kids do that, right? It's a squirt gun by the... He knows. You know, he must have... I see he's done it in the past. His mother must have cleaned the walls plenty of times. What?
I'm tapping another Rebbe into the details of it.
Why, what's wrong? I have to. That's what I learned. What that's. Okay. There's a lot going on up here. One day you'll see. There's a lot of things going on up here. Could be. By Dam. They definitely use this svar over there. And I'm telling you too, that could be that's the pshat in the meeting. Dam ifkat pocket, the marim ksugis. Exactly. How does that's what you're talking about. Dam ifkat pocket. Huh? It's the same sugi. Dam ifkat pocket. What are you talking about? By Zeo, what you want to talk about? By Paris?
By the Shirtu.
That's something. It's about the same sugi by ksugis. By Dam ifkat pocket. It's the same sugi. That it's in it, and when you squeeze it, it pops out. Okay. The cucumbers, test it on your own. The cucumbers test on your own and see if, because it's soaked and does the water balua, I'm not sure how that works. You should know, Grad, that cucumber is mostly water. Agavurcha, it's something that you have to know also. You know that. It's, certain vegetables are like 80 or 90% water. They're, but what's the pshat? It's balua? It is water. It's water with a form. It's not exactly balua. Spend time. I don't want to go because it's lina gay if you're allowed to make watermelon juice. It's lina gay according to the Miri if you're allowed to make watermelon juice. Okay. We'll get to it tomorrow. Yeah, so maybe you're just doing water. I mean, you're not being squeezing it out. You're not being soichit.
Just having by himself to be water.
No, but it's true. I'm saying, but in Hilchas Dosh, Oh, so that's something. You see the wall. Okay, so the two we'll talk about. Shem Zalman speaks about when you cut a grapefruit. And there's water there if you're allowed to drink it. Because since if it's oimid, right, what does it say in halacha? Im oimdim lachila, then it's mutav. Im oimdim lamashkin, aser. When it's yatsuma atzmon. So he wants to know about the yatsuma atzmon of the grapefruit. So Shem Zalman's matter, because he says it's actually two drabonos. He says you aren't mechavin, right? And also it's only drabonon the whole thing, so he says it's mutter. That's what he says. He wants to say it's a chilik. Again, I'll look it up again. I'm almost positive that that's his cheshbon. It's two drabonos. We have the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasi. We have it. Maishi brings it. Maishi. Okay, you look it up. It's a Shmir Shabbos by the grapefruits. The stuff that comes out in Yatsu Ma'atzman, Ma'idum Lachila Mutter, Ma'idum Lamashkim, says, oh, Maishi, you have the Shmir Shabbos? You have it? No, okay, forget it. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay, now, what's it Megale Maisa? Like I said, today, Baruch Hashem, we have tons and tons of new fruit.
Can't say the words of the Mishnah, but
the Lekka. The Lekka, yeah. What do you do?
Nobody.
We'll discuss that. We have to discuss. What do we do today with all the different fruits? Today we have stores that excel in fruit juices. That they take any type of, you know, you even have celery juice in that. You ever tasted it?
You gotta
be a real tzaddik to drink that stuff, huh?
All these different vegetables.
You know, for a fool, for cancer, it's one of the mahalchim that they use. The juicer. They sell you the juicer, and you have to drink everything juiced. All the vegetables juiced. Huh? Because it has the nutrients. When you eat it, it's different. It's a whole mahalchim in science. Okay. So what's halacha l'maisa? So the truth is, you could come and say, what's the difference? Because even if it's not Zeisim v'anavim, but it's Kutim v'remayim, which is also a drabbanon, so what's the nafkamin? What's the chilim? It's Dereisa drabbanon. Let's see a kiwi. So a kiwi is like Kutim v'remayim l'chayim. So you come and say, what's the difference of Dereisa drabbanon? Nachal ma'is is asur, no?
What is shar kol peiris?
So what is shar kol peiris? So you need all the nafkaminas. Oyim dem lachila, leke de bayu l'mashkin, and what's leke de bayu could be means nobody, which we'll soon talk about. What happens if there's one guy in Australia that does it? So it could be he's on a sugar. We'll learn about this. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. I'll show you where it is in the Mishnah Berurah. Huh? That's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying, let's say you have a kiwi. You can't come and tell me that it's leke de bayu l'mashkin. You can't tell me that because there's stores that sell kiwi juice. I mean,
you mean there's no such thing as shark prepared?
That's the Shaila. And if not, so then really there's no nafkamina. There is a big nafkamina. I hold there's a very big nafkamina. I'll tell you why. Halach is that you, for a chayla, you're allowed to do a drabbanon. You're allowed to be over drabbanon. Chayla shebe sakonin. Simen shinchav chesif yud zayin. For a chayla. I once paskin this. And I got it over the head. Oh, did I get it over the head? That they tell me that he needs for his health, because you know, his nutritionist told him that he needs for his health juice that the chayla. What's a chayla shebe sakana? He was weak, he was sick. I wasn't stamma the hacking chain. Yeah, I'm saying, I told my guy. No, not a vitamin guy. A vitamin guy is sick, he needs other things. People take vitamins are sick in the head if they take vitamins. You know that, right?
You heard this from
the guy who drinks the juice from the juicer told me.
The what? No, because he has a different
research, and it's mamish like a.
Okay, so let me tell you, because they're trying to explain that the vitamin doesn't have the nutrient. Their shtick will tell you that the vitamin loses all the nutrient in the processing, so therefore you have to do it in TV. Okay, then the stomach sugya, does it help chalal?
It's all placebo.
It might be the whole thing is placebo. You know why? Now, if the pshat is you take it and it makes you feel better at the moment, so it helps. Then it works. But it's a trachna, you won't get cancer because you take vitamin C. What do you think? I want you to know, I'm allowed to talk here, right? I'm allowed to say whatever I want, right? I'll tell you when to turn it off. I know I'm not your chair to yeshiva. I know a magic shiva that used to hack a Chinese about vitamins like you never saw. You have no idea how he used to hack a Chinese about vitamins. I can't even tell you how much. He used to come. And anybody who wanted a vitamin would come to him because he would sell the vitamins. His wife almost choked once because he made her take 20 vitamins at a time, okay? I heard this from the son. His son told me his mother almost choked on all the vitamins. The person had a heart attack. And 2 years later, he had cancer. By Ireland, what's it talking about? And they mentioned Adam Gadol. I'm not saying they mentioned Adam Gadol. I'm not knocking the person at all. Mamish Adam Gadol. Become a really chassid mention. I'm just saying, well, vitamins. By Ireland, that's a Chinese. By Ireland.
Is he okay now?
What?
Is he okay now?
He's grabbed okay now. So he's going to be tailing the vitamins. He takes now double the vitamins.
If not for those 20
pills, he would have been... Got another chashrat. Okay, the kids are nicer. Shin Chav Ches if Yud Zayin. In Shin Chav Ches if Yud Zayin steht klar, that a chayla shein by sakane, Rabbon and Zamutter. So the shayla would be this case. Do we call it like Zaysen Vanovim? Do we call it Zaysen Vanovim? Or do we call it two different minor? Bottom line, if a guy needs remind juice for his health, they say pomegranate juice for the greatest antioxidants. So not the remind juice, you know that. It's very good for the blood. It's supposed to be very good for the blood. Okay.
Like so for, seven up.
But so if let's say you have remind and the person is chayla shein by sakana since it's only drop one, that's a smutter. So the napkin. Read it up. Shin Chav Ches if you'd say. Okay, look it up. Now, it's a rush, a tour. Okay, let's go weiter. Ready?
There's three things. Okay. Shaykhutaris is mutter. What's called Shaykhutaris?
Now, let's see.
There's no such thing as Shaykhutaris.
In those days, Shaykhutaris was stuff that you never speak, period.
The what? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
The difference is a lot of the vegetables are not squeezed. They're ground and pureed, whatever, pureed.
That's still the taste.
Pureed.
Right.
You put it.
It's not squeezing it. The whole mamush becomes juice.
It's not juice.
It's pureed.
When they make apples, what are they doing?
Well, apples, that's they squeeze. They cook it and they squeeze it.
So what do I mean squeeze? It's more like...
That's different?
You mean that they extract the juice?
Yeah, the garbage is thrown out over there.
They cook it and they take the essence.
Snapple takes the whole essence of the fruit,
Snapple, thing? I don't know.
Okay, so nice. Let's go back. Now.
But the fruit juice...
Mishnebura, Siv Katan Zayin. Mutal Seichem. So we said all the cases. Now, the Shaila is... He puts it together. Mishum de oimdim lachilo, the lek de boilu le mashkin, ein she mashka la yoytzim hem. So I'm clearing, could be that scoof what the Mishnah Berurah means. Ein she mashka la yoytzim hem, because, not because of Tum and Tyra. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah held one is the reason for the other. Since lek de boilu le mashkin, okay? So meila ein she mashka. You could say that it's four separate svaras. One is you need tanai number one, oimdim lachila. Tanai number two, leka de boilu lamashkin.
The third sita here is that yesham shim yesh basakana seva oisim yesh basakana. Yesham shim ein basakana seva oisim bashino.
Yeah, but I don't mean to know how you pass it.
And as far as the issue is me, kasa bashi de zu ikir, she das way lapaiski.
So you do it with the shini. That's the whole thing. So do it with the shini. Okay. So I want to tie up that if you look at the Chazon Ish, we have the Chazon Ish over here. from the Chaznish's mashma that it's not tully in the Shem Mashka. Go ahead. Simon Nun Hey, Reisiv Katan Dalid. Yeah, you hear, Maishla? How do you read this Mishnah Bura? Mishum da'oim dem la'chila, v'lek da'boilu la'mashkin. So what? In Tumat Taira ain't Shem Mashkin? Or because of lek da'boilu la'mashkin?
Nun Hey Dalid?
Yeah. Go ahead, read. See if come down. You don't have to learn it has to do with mashkin, mitumah, mitaira, laws up to mitaira. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what? Kol shenehena, samela becomes like a gemar pri. That's how you eat the fruit. And since that's how you eat the fruit, samela, the shem mashkin is telling that. This chazonish.
Why should it be a gemar pri, lamasha by boiser, where the pri is not nigmar?
That's a good chanafkamin. I think the Achrenim makes it chanafkamin by Boisim. They make this nafkamin in the Svaris if it has to do with Boisim. If it has to do with Gmar Pri, Boisim is not a Gmar Pri. They make this nafkamin by Boisim, remember correctly. Okay, so we have this chazanish. You hear the chazanish? It's not totally in Shem Mashke. Yeah? Dainu in Mashke. It's totally in Mashke, Kol Shnehena. So, like I said, that's the two ways to learn this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Da'ayin Dem La'achila. The lack of the boilu lamashkin, so meila it's not nehenekilu. The meila ain't shem mashkal ayoytzim. This chazanish. Now, as another hakdama, we can bring into the sugi, which I'm sure the achrayim do. The yeshiva, I'm sure they're busy with this. I'm saying when you learn the sugis, zeya, right? Which is what you brought up, right? That could be. It has to do with it's not mashke, but it's zeya ba'alma. It's not here in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry to say. It could be better. It could be a whole different sugya. Yeah, and that's what I want to get at. So it could be it's not even a shayla. Whatever you hold by Hilchas Brachas is not really negeya. So when I said it years ago, they screamed at me. I remember in Tarat Mima, I said this, the lions came out to attack me. And like always, I laugh because what do you know? You know what you're talking about anyway. And then I found the raya. You ready for chazaynish? Yivaldi yishtikal chazaynish. Yeah? Has it, klar? I don't know. Klar, one person's klar is another person's not klar. You know, what should I tell you? Okay, so then I'm going to show it. Ready? Well, the Kedushas Levi, Gevali. We spoke out of Gevali Kedushas Levi this week. With Eliezer, with the Gevali Yishtikl. Okay, go ahead. Look at the Chazonish. Hilchas Brachas Simin Lamed Gimel. And he says this word that Ramesha just said. And even in Hilchas Brachas, there can be a whole Shaila. Well,
only
in
time, right?
We don't have Hilchas Brachas. This is Archaim. Hilchas Brachas Archaim. Simon Lamed Gimel. Yeah, new Simon Lamed Gimel.
Simon Lamed Gimel what?
I don't know. I don't have it here. Simon Lamed Gimel. Don't remember. Was that long? It's very long. It's not long at all. It should be very 2 pages. Go ahead, find it. The Rashba. He brings the Rashba. Rashba. He brings the Rashba. Okay, go ahead. Read. Gevaldik, huh? Which means you don't have to stick the sugi of Zay into this.
Okay.
While he's looking up this Chazaynish, I want to clear an interesting shayla. Would there be a het of la'altar on Schitas Peiris? Maybe, yeah. We just learned from the Michas Chinuch, no? That Zayr is just like Bayer. So there's a het of la'altar. So why isn't dust just like that? It's the same thing, no? Isn't Zayr a Bayer dust? The house is selling the Zelba Melacha. So if you hold that Zayr is like Bayer, and there's a het of la'altar, Efshe yez arap ala maisis, you see? You come here, you get good heterim. I don't know. The whole list is on Malacha's man. You want to make juice for later? Who said there's a problem making juice for now? I use this by the Chayla. I used to get it over the head. Baruch Hashem, I used to love it. What? What? Good, but it's not bayit, it's dash. So just like there's a svara by La'alta, why not? I don't think, am I saying something wrong? Did the Milchus Chilus say it by Zaira? Did he come and say it by Merakit? Did he come and say that they're all daima? Didn't we learn the Mishnah Berurah that Zaira is daima to bayir? So why isn't dash? It's the same thing, no? They're all in the same Siddur of the past, no? Zaira, tell me which comes earlier to Bayer, Zaira or Dash? Dash is first. So between the Dash and the Zaira, all of a sudden it turned into chilah between Daimel and Bayer. Why make you faces? Faces don't scare me. Either you have proof. Well, you don't have proof. Not faces. Nobody says it. You know who says it? The Min Chassidim says by Zaira. This word doesn't say it by Zaire either. So he says it by Zaire, then it's Daim
Labayr. It's interesting that the one right before Bayer doesn't have that happen.
Right?
There are most.
I'm saying that you can't make him a Daim just because it's the one right next to Bayer.
That's
the
Daim
one right before Bayer is also.
Zaire is the same as Zaire as Bayer. What do you mean? It's the same thing. Dash, Zaire, and Bayer is Barak. It's all the same thing. Same side. You take themselves from Barak. That's what you do.
Is that the Yisayid of Malacha?
You tell me. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Unless you say it's making the pre, it's a little different. It's not Boyer. I don't know. It could be. I was clarifying. If you learn that, it has to do with the lumbus. If you learn that it's Yitzor, you're creating a new thing like a drink. So then it has nothing to do with Boyer. But if it's Tikkun Eichlim, what's all about is Tikkun Eichlim. So then why is it different than Boyer?
We have the Rashba.
So read it. Go ahead.
Aber das Rasch beim Kiddush auf Shom Lam Kress von Aus, der Inchelik bin Maschke mei Yoitzma in Yibishol, oi al Yidin Kiddush. Er war mein Kiddush bin Kiddush in Kaffel Boi, Oshom din Yibishol Maschke, Oshom din Yibishol, Maschke na Yoitzma in Yibishol, Kosh Iker HaPim. Rav Zalmina Boi, Kess von Hayen,
What?
Kess von
Hayen. Then you iser. One second. Yoytzin, Mashkin, Tzkita, Tasharash, P, Rav Meim, Mira. Then you iser. Sfil the Choshev. One second. It has to do with Zaya. So what does he mean? He means something about Zaya. One second. Kamavlinim iser choshev. Kemoisa, let's do kemoisa. She's mashkin. I get to him kemoisa. Let's do that. Let's have kemoisa. Something like that, and therefore you make a bracha. Taimoi ke something. It's as to taimoi ke something. Tam ikka maybe. It's tam ikka. That it's the thing itself. The chash of tam.
Ikka is an ayin, no?
It is with an ayin.
Oh, it is an ayin.
Probably tam ikka. It means it's the etzim thing itself. Tam. Probably etzim. Okay, yeah. But he brings the rajba. No, go ahead. Look at the rajba.
That's rajba. So that's right.
Okay, we have three more minutes. Come. Okay, so. Yeah. He says there's no riot. From brachas, there's no riot to Shabbos, because even if you hold by brachas, it's not the same thing, but by Shabbos, you'll still be over schita. So the sugi of Zeya, you see clearly, it's not a get. What? Zeya. Mashenki by Shabbos, it's not a get. He says it clearly. Okay. Right. And it's not negate to Shabbos. Go ahead, he says it clearly.
Me and Mashmur Shabbos come from Dalvin Bez. The Chopay Zula says, Vanavim,
He says it clear. Okay, I don't know. Let's go. Next. Okay, you look it up. Okay. So let's, according to what I want to say, I think we could clear a very interesting shaila. What happens by apple juice? Okay, so let's just go through the shtickel Mishnah Berurah now. Okay, one more word in Mishnah Berurah. I'm speeding for time, so we're not going in order. Yeah. Lachila, yeah. Dleinechle b'mashazav. Sorry, Asalasaichtain. Af Shistamayu Oimdim Lachila. Hoyul mitzas bnei adam seichna meisa kezeisim v'anavim asru rabbanan atu zeisim v'anavim. What's called mitzas bnei adam? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? I mean, what are the qualm of mitzas bnei adam? So if you take a look, the Ramah brings an interesting halach. The makim shnagu lischait eze peiris. Lishtois meimov machmas sama itanuk dinoi ketutim v'rimayim. So he says makim shenahagu. What would you call makim shenahagu? And who is make and who has that locha that is dinoi ketutim v'rimayim? Don't say who. So Mishabura says that this is a big machlokes. Makim shenahagu mashma de ba'oisim makim aser ubishar mekayim ishari. So it's takatoli in makim, but only for that makim. Ach, derech lahaylech hamashka shalapesh makim l'makim. For today, just because they make something in Virginia doesn't mean it doesn't reach the stores in New York City, right? Asa b'chalaylo. V'kal zehu l'das harama. Avla magir avram herech b'inyin zeh maskanasay dimnoy delanu. Shebe'ezem makim noag l'seichti l'mashka. V'afila anoygim zehu rak mikzas b'nei adam. They have so many apples, they don't know what to do with it, or so many oranges. A lot of times they make oranges only because they don't know what. There's so much, it's an abundance, okay? So then it's also b'chol makim. Then he says, "Oy kasm avgaravram, the dafka be'inan sh'im hoye l'chol oylem peiris harbe ke'eloi yisaych demaisam. Avo b'loi hachi aminan debatl daitam. And then he says agasim are pears. Shekayrim barnis belashin ashkenaz asal seichem neishem the same shemdinos ashkenaz nagel sachdam. And then he brings a bach. That it's aser anyway. Okay, that any type of schita becomes aser. So lechayra you have to declare when he says in this dinim of tutim v'rimayim, and he speaks about. Mikzas bnei adam seichdem oisam. Is he going with the klolim of this Ramah and this Magen Avram? Does mikzas mean that even if it's a mikzas in a certain place, it's also for everybody? Is it the same hagdara again? Here, take let's push a shayla. When it says aser ba'achilo tutim v'remayim, yeah, aser l'seichdem avshes tamayu oimdim la'achila hoyu mikzas bnei adam seichdem oisam. What's the mixas bnei adam? He means these klalim of this Ramah. Idilma, there's two halachas. There's one halacha of tutim v'remainim. And on top of that, there's another halacha of shar kol peiris. And there's halacha of mixas. And the halachas of mixas that the Magen Avraham, the Ramah chaylik, is not negated to the dinim of tutim v'remainim. I will chazud this you tomorrow, but I want to tell you a big insight. Apples is a big machloikis. The Goyin says, Tutim v'remayinim v'loi tapuchim. You see from the Gemara, the Tutim v'remayinim is one thing, tapuchim is different. The Taz says, because the derech was not to eat Tutim v'remayinim. I'm sorry, not to squeeze apples. That wasn't the derech. The Taz and Sif cotton hay. The Chayodam in Klal Yudal Sif Gimel. And the Mishabur and B'alacha Einai says, today they squeeze apples and therefore apples are aser for schita. You're not allowed to take an apple and be seichel. So I never understood this guy. Chavaz Villa, what in his place, they didn't do it. That's all. That's just about the Taz. Yeah, do it, not do it. mean, he's medayiket from the Gemara. I mean, what is it? The guy comes and says, you see from the Gemara, tutim v'remayinim, not apples. Well, he's telling the metzias, whatever is the meaning of makim, no? There's a Ramah. I held he's saying a different word. Tutim v'remayinim is medina de Gemara. Tutim v'remayinim is medina de Gemara. And then there's something called minig after tutim v'remayinim. It's something else, two different sugyas. This Ramah has nothing to do. So the Goyim was medayik from the Gemara, tutim v'remayinim, the din de Rabbanon is not the Beit Hapuch. And we'll see the nafkamina tomorrow. No, fakert, I'm saying a different word. After the din of tutim v'remayinim, Leit Hapuch, then we can talk about it's tali in the makim, how much the makim, the Magen Avram, how many people. Then there's something called tutim v'remayinim, which is...
So there's no way to overrule
tutim v'remayinim. There's no way to overrule tutim v'remayinim.
It's a din
rabbanon. It's a din rabbanon. That's why I learned pshat in the guy. Okay, I'm sorry that's a little kulpuldik. I want to get these sites. And then we'll come back word by word to Mishnah Berurah. We'll carve out every word in Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Rabbi? So tonight was just not done. Okay, let's start.
Right,
the shaila's going to change in the going through a bottle.
Yeah.
That's the shaila.
Well, that was
that's what I'm going to get at.